Hey there, Outliers. Niyama Shang here, and welcome back to the Outliers Edge podcast. I have an opportunity to spend some more time with Genevieve Sims. And if you haven't listened to part one of our conversation, I strongly recommend you go back to it. It is a conversation that has moved me. There's insights in there that I feel would help every single outlier out there, especially dealing with betrayal and making a choice on how to move forward when things aren't working the way you had thought they would be, right? So I definitely recommend that you go there. What we're going to do here is we have a few minutes here together. Genevieve, if you're cool with it, you brought up some things in the conversation, in our last conversation, that I was like, I could really use your thoughts on it as it relates to me. Are you good with playing that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, cool. So one of the bigger things. All right, I feel like I should ask this one. I have this thing around like my mission and brand overall that I want to feel energetically tied into. But I actually think that like I we're missing out on one of the things that keeps exciting me, which is that you really have built something in your local community, like locally, right? And I'm now living in San Diego, and I think about like for me, belonging is leadership, you know. And so I was thinking about I'm out here, I'm meeting all these people online and so on and so forth, but how can I also be like the word relevant came up earlier, and it's like I think it's more than relevant because I think that's about me. Like, how can I actually be like build something along the lines of what you built? So if I wanted to really give into a community, like what would that actually look like? And I get stuck because I hear it, you know. I'm like, maybe I just joined this group or I joined this here, but I get stuck because honestly, most of the experiences that I've had in life have been people inviting me in and me saying yes, and I had time, and I didn't know how long it was going to take, and so on and so forth. Now I'm like, how do you go about doing it? So that's I think if I can leave here with anything around that, even just like a thought, I trust you, and I feel like it would really like sit in. So please, I'll leave it to you if you have any other
A great,
follow-up questions at that point.
great question. Absolutely. So when I first started my business, networking was still very new to me, and it was actually very scary for an introvert. So nobody really held my hand and showed me how to do it. So it was something that I had to do on my own. And at that point, I just gave birth to my son and already started my business. But now I got to figure out how to get new clients and how to get my name out there. And this was all something, again, nobody held my hand and took me out there. Unfortunately, nobody invited me because nobody knew who I was, right? So what I did was I went online and I looked up all the free events that were happening in San Antonio. But here was the thing. I wanted to be part of a group that was going to be part of a nonprofit. So I would look for events that were tied in with any nonprofit and go from there. And in those events, I was the first one there, last one out. I mind you, I just gave birth, so I'm exhausted. But I gotta show up and be ready. And most of the and right in the beginning, 14 years ago, nobody knew who I was. I was so out of place. When I stepped into the room, I was usually the shortest. I'm a minority, and I looked very inexperienced. So I was immediately discounted by all these people who have been in the industry, especially in my industry, and marketing and branding was still at that time male dominated. So for someone to say, I'm the owner of the company, they're like, yeah, okay, sure. I was discounted immediately. So now I'm like, okay, do I come in here with guns blazing and say, you listen to me right now? Or do I listen and see and kind of figure this out? So I said, okay, instead of coming in here and passing out business cards, let me get to know you. Let me just step into this space and if I can make you laugh, I know you'll remember me. And so that's actually how this came about. My flower, it's also on my business card. This flower is called a pulakena. In Hawaii, it's one of my favorite flowers. In my house in Hawaii Kai, as soon as we stepped out, we had a bush of it, and you pick it, and I'd always have fresh flowers in my hair. And so that's part of my brand now. Now, when I go out to a networking event and if I'm not wearing my flower, people are like, who are you? Like Superman without his glasses, you know? Something so simple. And it helps me stand out from the crowd too. But see, networking, when you go to network, you're there to build a relationship. So sometimes that stuff can't be translated online. You have to do it in person. And when you go to these events, don't be in there with that mindset of you need to buy from me now because here's my elevator pitch. No, people do business with people they trust. So when you go in there, build a connection, build that relationship, and the business will follow. And that's one of those things, the simple business etiquettes nowadays. I'm so glad to be able to be part of BPSA because that is something that we incessantly teach our members. Build the connect, build the relationships, and the business will follow. That's our motto. Because when people know who you are, when they know what you stand for, they will feel comfortable sending somebody to you because they know that you'll take care of them. But if you are just there to pass out a business card, those business cards, they'll probably throw away. They'll probably forget about it. When I went to New York to speak in New York, I had the privilege of being able to speak an event with Gary Vee, one of my favorite speakers. And I was in a fireside chat, so mine was much smaller stage than his. But I got to talk to him, and I learned so much in just a few moments of speaking with him. And I got to see how New York did business too. So here in San Antonio, we're like, okay, here's, you know, we're still old fashioned. Here's a business card or here's our phone app. Tap there. Now you have my info. Well, over there in New York, they said, pull up your Instagram. And I'm like, my personal or my business? They're like, we want to see both. I'm like, okay, well, good thing my personal is good too. but they wanted to see how involved you are in the community. So in New York, the business, the way they do business is very different from how we do business here in San Antonio, or what they're looking at to build that connection is different. So when you go to these networking events, it's very important that when you go in there, no matter what you've gone through the day, no matter how tired you are, how exhausted you are, most of these networking events happen at 5:30. So it's at the end of the day. And most of the time, you just want to go home. You're done. You're spent. You're exhausted. But you have to go in there with the mindset that if I'm going to go in there and I'm going to spend 2 hours away from my family, what do I hope to accomplish? What am I going to come home with? Because in those 2 hours, it needs to count. So what I used to do back in the day when I first started was I would blare up my music, get one of those songs that just really pump you up, right? So by the time I get to the door, I am a ball of energy and I am just going up to people. Hi, my name is Genevieve. What's your name? And then they ask, what do you do? I said, oh, we'll talk about that later. What do you do? Let me get to know you. Because my stuff, I'll tell you my stuff, but let's find out what you do first. Because then once you get them talking, then you figure out where are my services that I can help you with what you've just told me. Let me go ahead and put all that in there. And that's how you build that connection, because now they'll remember you for what they actually needed at that time, or maybe what they can refer to as well. I had somebody tell me, and it's still something I'm working on just because I do tend to talk a lot, but they said, can you introduce yourself and what you do in 6 words or less? And that's something that I still have a struggle with. That I do have my 6 words, which is I help entrepreneurs evolve so they can elevate. You've always been taught to have that elevator pitch ready. And it's good to have that ready. I'm not saying anything bad about it. But you will have to adapt as you talk to different individuals, because what you want to do is you want to establish that trust first before you shove it down their throat what you do.
I love all this.
Because they want to be able to know who you are. And if they were to go into an event, and this is where it matters what you say. And again, your nonverbal cues. when you're talking to somebody, when you're in a room full of people, are your eyes moving around or are you talking directly to that person in front of you? Because if you're talking to somebody and then all of a sudden, like, things are happening and you just start doing this, the person in front of you doesn't want to talk to you anymore because now you're making them feel like you'd rather talk to anybody else but them. So watch your nonverbal cues when you're networking. Watch how you're standing. If you're standing like this, people aren't going to seem like, you know, they want to approach you because now you're just closing everything off. So you have to watch your nonverbal cues also. When you're talking to people, I've often gotten asked when it comes to networking, how do you exit a conversation so you can meet somebody else? Because sometimes you meet somebody and they just want to talk and talk and you only have 2 hours and you got to meet other people. So what I do is I make sure that before I leave them, I'm going to introduce them to somebody else that I already know. So I'm going to build a bridge and basically say, hey, I want to talk to you some more, but I'm going to head over there. But before I do, let me introduce you to so-and-so. And if it's somebody, you know, try to think of somebody that could help them or somebody that would be a good fit for them before you walk off. But you never leave somebody that you're talking to by themselves because nobody should be by themselves. Every person should be seen. Every person should be heard. And if you have the ability to do that and can do that, do it. And you'll watch how many opportunities, how many doors of opportunities will open up just because you do something so simple. And I spoke at the Art Institute and the teacher had invited everybody to come to a BPSA event. And one of the students showed up and he was a military man. And he said, you know, I've never done networking before. I don't know what to do. And so the teacher told him, find Genevieve. And so he comes in and I start introducing him around and then I step away to do my stuff and I'm watching him. And anytime I saw him step away and be by himself, I would go back and grab him and take him to somebody else. And he told everybody in class, he was like, you know what? I've done a lot of scary things in the military, but networking is the scariest thing I've ever done.
I thoroughly like, thank you for this, Genevieve. Like, clearly, like this is like a zone of like genius for you. And so I feel really grateful just like hear like what you're bringing in. What you're doing for me is that you're helping me remember. Like, and essentially here, we're gonna have to end the conversation here. But it's like one of like I'm gonna be listening back to this a lot, and I actually probably listen to this before I go into any like real like I'm going to an event in just a couple of days. There's a component of this that just really reminds me of like, it's about the relationship. It's about the relationship. Like there's not like, and you know, the simple things like, how do I do this here? And I realized like my time frame was not 14 years. My time frame was 14 days, you know? And it's like go build a relationship, yeah. Let things evolve, keep being there, keep showing up, be a part of this and they'll go in. And there's a lot of specifics in what you said that I want to make sure I go back to, but I will let you know the impact that has had on me was just like reminded me of like, it was both reminding me and also like validating / giving me permission to just be like, hey, you know, the thing that you do when you do your thing, just go do that. You know, like awesome. it's like, yeah. and allow the time to go, but like, you don't have just be. Yes. And genuinely be interested and everything else will fall into place. Like,
exactly.
So I'm deeply grateful for you. Thank you so much. Thank you for spending the time with me here. We'll end things from here, but I'm deeply, deeply grateful. Thank you so much, Genevieve.
Thank you again for having me.